What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today, November 30th, my birthday. Let's go. Crazy thing, December's tomorrow. I am Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you guys for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Today, we're talking about growing in greatness. Psalm 71, verse 20 to 21 says, "Even though you've let us sink down with trials and troubles, I know you'll revive us again, lifting us up from the dust of death. Give us even more greatness than before. Turn and comfort us once again." Being great, guys, is not accidental, nor is it inherited. Many great parents raise kids that grow up to lead mediocre lives. The amount of money we have is also not indicative of how great we are. Wealth does not indicate greatness. Poverty doesn't prove that we're more spiritual. Talents also don't equal greatness. Some of the most talented people in the world do not use their talents for God, and so their achievements are insignificant. Popularity is not greatness, and so a lot of celebrities are actually not great. We should not sacrifice greatness for popularity. Greatness isn't cheap. It's going to cost us a lot, and it's going to take time because greatness takes time to develop. It takes hard work and sacrifice, serving your family, and even loving your enemy. And when all this taking place, greatness is revealed in hardships. It's not common to be great because it's a difficult road. It sets you apart. Are you ready to take the road and grow in the greatness that God put in you? Wow, that's so good. You know, one thing that I realize is, and I've said this so many times, that as a pastor, potential can only go so far. Meaning the Bible says all of these promises over your life, right? That, you know, he wished above all things that you would prosper, right? That, you know, that he's called us to do greater works than him. You know, same spirit that raised from the... All of these are promises that are not going to be actualized in your life without faith. And what I've seen as a pastor is potential is one thing. I remember watching a video clip, right? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just won the NBA Finals, right? He was on the Lakers. They're in the back room, goggles, champagne flowing. And I believe it was Howard Cosell was a radio, you know, news anchor. And he was interviewing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he said, "Kareem, you just won the NBA Finals. Congratulations, you." And it was big because he beat maybe Wilt Chamberlain or somebody, or Bill Russell. One of the greats Kareem beat. And this is when he was he Luau Cinder? Yeah, I don't remember, but he was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he changed his name. And he said to him, "You just played against some of the best that have ever lived," and named some of the greats. And he says, "Who would you say is the greatest that you've ever played against?" And without hesitation, Kareem says, "Oh, that's easy. It's the GOAT." You know, greatest of all time metaphor. It's the GOAT, Earl Magnagult. And when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said Earl Magnagult, everybody went, "Who?" And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who just won the NBA championship, he was the NBA Finals MVP, is now telling the world the most greatest basketball player that he's ever played against is a guy nobody's ever heard of. And that caused a rippling effect in sports, and everybody wanted to know. Too bad there wasn't Google, it would shut down the internet. Everybody wanted to know, who was Earl Magnagult? They've done movies about him now. Hoop Dreams, The GOAT, Earl the GOAT Magnagult. Earl was, I think he was in Harlem, at the Rucker Park, and there was nobody better. I mean, this dude flat-footed, could jump on 2 feet and put a quarter on the very, very top of a backboard. Like, he just had God-given skills, man, that most people never had. He was incredible the way he played basketball. And you know what? He never could quite beat the streets, right? Never could quite work on a team properly. Always struggled with addiction. He never really played well with others, man. If he was on a basketball court and we fed him a ball and Michael Jordan could have been guarding him, he didn't have a shot, man. Earl Magnagult was the greatest basketball player ever. He just couldn't tap in to his potential. And I see it as a pastor so many times over. I see some of the most gifted people you've ever seen. I've seen some of the most skilled people. I've seen some of the most Like, God has equipped people with so many gifts and callings, but potential is not guaranteed to be actualized. And just because there's promises over your life, without faith, without wisdom, without walking this thing out, it's not going to amount to anything. And so today it's a good reminder. We need to redefine what great is. Great isn't, I know people that are Instagram famous that are broke. I know people that are TikTok famous that are losers, man. They're lonely, they're depressed, they're struggling. Like they've not tapped into anything in their life. And so you've got to make sure that that potential is one thing, and you need to fill yourself with the promises of God. But the reality is, we also need to fill ourselves with the actuality of walking faith out. And that's, you know, that's all the things of faith, man. Studying your word, praying, submitting to authority, giving, being a part of a healthy church community, being accountable in your life, worshiping, surrender, like all the presence-filled life, like all of these things, like add up to not just potential, but greatness being manifested. And so we read a great word today. We love you guys. As always, thank you for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.